to a point where your pride, there are people who God will have to lead them to exhaust their wisdom and their pride and come to a point where they remain on their knees. Then he comes. You see, because man does not give up easily. So God allows you in his love, but his discipline, to try and exhaust your wisdom. It is by my preaching that members come. So he will allow that preaching, and you will see the limitation of preaching outside of his grace. It is by my wisdom that I build this business empire, and then in one day it goes down. God is not afraid of you losing because it can come back. The most important thing is your dealings. So don't you think when he's training you and you lose, he will stop the training. In his word, losing and gaining does not make anything. It is by his word that he leads. It is within his power to make great. There is something about the human spirit. Until you are broken and you are brought to a point. Can I tell you this? For most people, especially men of God, respectfully speaking, one of the reasons why we do not see the power of God on display in our lives and probably our churches is because our ego is connected to that process. This person has to be healed. They have to feel I am a man of God, and God says it's not necessary. The most important thing is that I am revealed. But once your ego is in the process, if you find yourself taking the shame, you have stolen the glory. Whoever takes the glory should also take the shame. He cannot take the glory while I take the shame. Are we together? The making of the great is very painful. Ask anybody you know who is being used today marvelously to reveal the glory of God. The school of death is not one you can pray away. There is no amount of fasting that can take it away. You must drink of that cup and be baptized, pass through the door of death. The price for the throne is the cross. You cannot get to the throne ignoring the cross. Not even Jesus prayed that away. Hallelujah. When I began my walk with God, my desire was to love God with all my heart. But through several dealings of the Spirit, I got to a point in my life and I came to the conclusion that the tendencies in the heart of man has no limit. You have to submit to God to deal with you and bring you to a point where you become like that dead body. So when they clap for you, you are grateful. But very quickly you know that there is an invisible hand behind you that men do not see, and you are quick to return that glory to him. Death to the flesh does not stop you from acknowledging the blessings that come, that follow excellence, that follow diligence and walking with God. You will have those blessings, they are yours. But the most important thing is that everything about your life becomes a reflection of his glory. The mystery about a dead vessel is that the more they see you, they should forget about you. The more they see you, they should remember Jesus, not you. Your life has become such a mirror. The mirror. When you look at the mirror, you do not see the object that the mirror was made of. You see the image it is reflecting. Are we together? Very simple principle. But you can fast for 100 days, study your Bible for 1 year, and don't die. You will be disappointed at what you become. No matter what else you do, if you do not submit to death, death by brokenness, coming to a point where nothing in your life can take his place, where he becomes number one, not just by talk, but in experience. I know he lives in your life. My question is, what is his position there? God can be within your heart and be number 30. Your desire to succeed be number one. Your desire for fame be number two. Your desire to prove a point to all who look down on you be number three. As legitimate as that sounds, if it is with God you want to do business, it has to become number one. Seated and exalted. Beyond your desire to show men you are successful. Beyond your desire for fame. be lifted high. Be lifted high. Oh Lord, be lifted high. For you are holy, righteous and worthy. Oh Lord, believe. 1 Kings chapter 18, very quickly, let's look at verse 29. From verse 29, I'm reading. This is the contest between Elijah and the prophets of Baal. That who would be able to command fire from heaven to come and destroy or consume the sacrifice as proof of which God is deserving of our worship. Follow carefully and let's learn a lesson and then we begin to pray. And it came to pass, the Bible says, when midday was past, they prophesied, the prophets of Baal now, until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice or any answer or any that regarded. Next verse. Elijah said unto the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar. Look at the various things he did. I wish there's time. I can teach all day on this. All the things that Elijah did for the fire to come. Number one, he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. An altar is what empowers covenant. There's nothing demonic about the word altar. An altar is a system of authorization. No covenant works until an altar empowers it. It is the battery that empowers covenant. The very throne that God is sitting on is an altar. That is the throne that empowers the covenant that he has with the saints. It is called the throne of grace. Not just a place of grace. That throne that he sits on is the altar that empowers the covenant that he has with the believer. Elijah said unto the people, we're back to our scripture. He took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. 33. With the stones he built an altar. Okay, now he put wood in order. He cut the bullocks and all of that. Let's go to 34 for sake of time. He said, do it the second time, pouring water now on it. And then they did it the third time. 35. And the water ran about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. 36. And it came to pass that at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day. Look at the motivation behind that miracle. I desire fire. The prophets of Baal said, oh Baal, hear us. Our ego is on the line. And yet Elijah said, this is not about my ego. This is the reason why I desire this to be done. Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. 37. This is the motivation for this reading. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me. Why? That these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again to him. Open up this contract unto me. Grant me access to this anointing. Give me this multiplied platform. Grant me access to the hearts of kings. Give me the keys of systems and structures. Every time you ask God for anything, he will ask you one question. Why? Lord, I desire increased membership in my church. It is within your power to give me. Why? Lord, I desire to be a multi-millionaire. It is within my power to make rich. But why? Lord, I want that power because all of the people from where I come from have looked down on me, and I need to prove a point. He says it's not enough reason to get that investment from me. Why? This is a question that everyone here must answer tonight. Why did you write what you wrote here? I know your prayer request is full from top to bottom, but if we were to pick it one by one, man of God, your desire for power, your desire for increase, your desire to go to the nations of the earth, God is able. We've established that. God is willing. But why? Judas said this would have been given to the poor. He did not say that because he loved the poor. He had no business with the glory of God being revealed. He was a thief. A thief is a self-centered person, not a person who steals alone. A thief is one who his entire focus is on self-gratification. Let me tell you this, you've heard me say it many times. I don't know if I've said it on this platform, but I think so. Many years ago, when I was praying and asking the Lord to use me for his glory as far as he would want to use, the Lord told me something that has become a strong anchor in my life. He said, son, if you will let men see me, there is nothing I will not give you. That is a condition. If you will let men, if you are secured enough to get out of the way and let Jesus be seen through the wonder-working things that I do through your life, you will think that is a very easy instruction until God blesses you. If you are not blessed, it's easy to lay down anything because there is not much there. Whether God collects it or not, you most likely for there's nothing there. So it's easy to lay down nothing. But when you have so much, go and read the story of the rich. And it was true. Jesus said, one more test. Go and sell. He didn't say give. Sell. Use your creativity. Sell. And then give everything from your selling. It's easy to give what you were given, but it's difficult to get what came as a result of your transaction. Your value, your effort, your energy was part of that process. He says, give all to the poor. Then when you are done giving, come and follow me. And the man said, why are you doing this to me? Listen to me. Man of God, if the Lord should ask you to lock up your ministry now, do you love him enough to do it? Are you willing to stand the controversy of loving God? If God asks you to shut down your conference, your ministry, can you do that this night? Nigeria, Plateau State, if the Lord asks you to empty your account as you are looking at me now, remember what is there. Not that you empty it for your children or for politics. Empty it as a proof that you love me. Do you love him enough to go that far? You know, we say all kinds of things in church. Lord, I love you. I will give everything. Be careful with that prayer. That is the kind of prayer God loves. When you say, I will give you everything, I assure you, he will test you on that prayer. If you ever pray that prayer, I have good news for you. He's coming. He will fetch that prayer thoroughly. When he brings you to a point where you are left with nothing, you will know that when you have Jesus, you have everything. So whatever else is added, it does not become connected to you. You see, when you die, God does not just desire to take those things away from you. He desires to take you away from those things. So that the consciousness of those things, you do not build your relevance around those things. It becomes the epicenter of your life, the drive of your destiny. I stand before the God of heaven and I submit to you. Believe me when I tell you that I love Jesus Christ more than ministry. I will tear down ministry like a curtain in 1 minute if he calls for it. Remember my story of the dead body. When you stand before a dead body, tell the dead body, I'm going to withdraw money from your account. Will it answer? Tell the dead body, I do not acknowledge that you are great. Will it answer? Tell the dead body, you are so great. Wake up and receive a handshake. I have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the body, that is the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Whatever will bring you glory through my life, I say amen. Let it be. Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Let me give you an advice. Don't convert people's testimonies until you are willing to go through the process that produces it. Don't just covet anointings. There's nothing wrong in desiring some of those things. But many times, respectfully speaking, when people see me, the first thing they want is impartation. And there's nothing wrong. Sometimes they kneel down and say, Apostle, Elijah asked for 2, I'm asking for 4, and I'm looking at them with deep compassion. Do you know the kind of death that brings you certain levels of glory? You want to tell the sick, be healed and be healed? It takes more than climbing scripture, my dear people. You want to speak over destinies and the 2 gates of their lives open. It takes more than oratory and utterance. Blood must be dripping on your altar as a sign that you really died. It is from that power flows. Genuine spiritual power that produces wonder-working results. Unfortunately, and respectfully so, we don't teach this again in church. That's why people jump around just converting things and never see anything happen to them. I tell you, the price for genuine power and to be a vessel that reveals the glory of God is more than fasting. Fasting is important. It's more than prayer. It's more than night vigils. The price is death. No matter what you do, if you are still alive in yourself, there is still a long journey for you to go. Are we learning? Romans chapter 8 from verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, I may be describing someone here, you are going through a season that you've not been able to explain. You pray and it looks like certain things are not happening in your life, and yet you pray for others and they come with a testimony. Be patient, there is something God is doing in your life. There is a level of pride and self and flesh that is breaking away from you. A time will come in your life, it will no longer matter again. It's not about me. It's all about you, Jesus, and all this is for you. It's for your glory and your faith. It's not about me. As if you should do things my way, you alone I love and I surrender to your will. That is the language of people who are dead and surrendered. Completely surrendered. That you love him with your all. Everything he has is given to you. And when it comes to you, it is still his own. If you keep your money in the bank, does the bank say it is their money? Please talk to me. It is with them, but you still say it is my money. And the day that bank calls your money their money, what do you do? Do you have to hate the bank? The moment the bank calls your money their money, you begin to suspect them. Will you add money here again? Just flatter. People of the living God, there is so much that God wants to do with us. But it will take more than just dancing and singing and preaching. It will take even more than just fasting and praying, as important as that is. It will take more than just prophesying and dropping prayers. It will take more than just conferences and conventions. The price for all of you is all of you. The price for all of you is all of you. The price for all of you is all of you. The price for all of you is all of you. Preacher, the price for all of you is all of you. Politicians, the price for all of you is all of you. Not your speaking, not your campaign, all of you. Businessmen, the price for all of you is all of you. Academicians, the price for all of you is all of you. When we get to a point where our all is surrendered to Him, He will make a wonder out of your life. A wonder that will shock you first and then everybody around you. Believe me, I know what I'm saying. You want the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Genuine, authentic power as a whole. It takes more than just carrying money to drop before a man of God to pray for you. There is a place for that. But believe me, there are wells that don't come by impartation. You must dig that well through them. It takes more than speaking intelligently to convict hearts that they born and come to Jesus. You can stretch your theological knowledge from border to border and wonder why it does not create any impact. Businessmen, when you do business as a dead vessel, meaning one whose entire life centers around revealing Jesus. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always be you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. From my heart to the heavens, Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you. If that child is only your child, it will give you headache if you wrinkle yourself to death. Remember, dear parent, that you are only a steward, not an owner. Let the owner take responsibility over the child, and you will see the power of the owner. If that car is yours, you will maintain it. If that ministry is yours, you will maintain it. The prodigal son had access, but he wanted ownership. Lack started when ownership came. In this kingdom, we don't own anything. Owners are rebels. We are only given access. If God gives you an anointing, it is His anointing at work in you. You walk with that consciousness. He gives you resources. It is His resources only at work through you. This is a very deep revelation that we must have. Tonight, we are going to trust God to lay down our pride. We are going to trust God to lay down every boasting. It is within my power. I know how to organize my life. Except the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord watches over a city, the watchman watches but in vain. It is vain to wake up early, dear Plato says, and to sleep late at night, only to eat the bread of sorrow. My Bible says He giveth His beloved sleep. He said, if the Lord hath not been by our side, now may Israel say. If God does not lift you, you cannot be lifted. A man can receive nothing except His gift. And if you do receive it, you must let your world know that you received it. Your attitude of humility and brokenness, the speed with which you let Jesus to be revealed and glorified in that process. You see, let me tell you this. When your life is committed to revealing Jesus and bringing him glory, there is no end to what he can give you. Pastor Nat got it so precisely.
Take the stage, Lord. Have your way.
Listen carefully. I'm not just singing.
I'm just a vessel.
This is not self-condemnation. It is revelation.
And nothing more.
When you're done using me to be that kingdom millionaire, using me to become that political whatever it is you now become, using me to become that parent, using me to become that great prophet, apostle, man of God,
I'm satisfied just to see you glorified.
Make sure you are not telling lies.
I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Satisfied just to see glorified in my life, be glorified, be glorified. It's my prayer, Lord, that in my life, be glorified, you get the glory, you get the praise,
you get the praise,
you take the honor,
I just want to say,
you get the glory,
you get the glory,
you get the praise,
you get the praise,
you take the honor,
you take the honor.
Turn that song into a prayer while you are seated. For some of you, the Lord is speaking to you. Your pride is why the glory cannot be revealed in your life. Someone is praying. Talk to Jesus. Someone talking to Jesus from the depth of your heart.
I have believed that ministry will rise. After all, I can prophesy. Who is like me?
No, not so.
After all, I am Apostle Joshua Selman.
No. Someone is praying. This is part of the conference, oh, and this is part of the miracle service already.
Pray. Let it be. Break that pride once and for all.
I have searched and searched all the earth, searched and searched all the earth, and found that I will one need a miracle.
Hey. I have searched and searched all the earth, searched and searched all the earth, and found that I will one need a miracle.
I will meet a miracle.
Listen. Some of you may have heard this. Let me tell you how this song came. I'm not a musician. I was in Cameroon for a meeting, and I woke up in the middle of the night. I just sat in the living room, and tears were coming down from my eyes as I was just looking at the faithfulness of God in my life. I was just meditating, looking at where God took me from. And I was just saying, oh God, only a fool will say in his heart that he cannot leave men. Only a fool will say in his heart that if God has vowed to lead you, woe betide the man that stands his way. And that was where this song came. It was not written, It was a song that came from my spirit.
And I have searched and searched all the earth, searched and searched all the earth, and found
nothing but one eagle.
Lord, I have searched and searched all the earth, searched and searched all the earth, and found
nothing but one eagle.
Man of God, focus on letting men see Jesus more than your ministry and your titles, more than your revelatory acumen, more than your prophetic prowess, more than your ability to work signs and wonders. These things are wonderful, but may they only remain a means to an end. The end being Jesus revealed and Jesus glorified. Businessman, do your business with the intelligence God has given you, but behind your results, make sure that all that you get and all that you are only a means to an end. The end be Jesus revealed and Jesus glorified. Politician, do your campaign as much as you can, and may God grant you the grace while you do so. But remember that whatever you become and whatever you are, never forget that it is only a means. The end being Jesus revealed and Jesus glorified. I have no business doing anything, whether you call it ministry or whatever. Before I participate in anything, I want to find out how it will reveal Jesus. If it has no business bringing him glory, you will not get my attention. Some of you, by reason of this conference, in the next 2 to 3 minutes, it's going to be a time of deep repentance and brokenness, that you will take away your golden crown and cry before the God of heaven, "Search my heart, O God. I bring my heart like a trophy before you. You know my tendencies. You know my limitations. In this conference, I want my life to be an effulgence of your glory. I want my life to be an unending revelation of all that you can do to and with a man that gives me everything. Break my pride, break flesh, break my lusts, and bring me to that place where all of me reflects all of you." Who is ready to pray that prayer? I don't know how you are going to cry before God, whether you are standing, whether you are kneeling. The most important thing is let your heart be true. Please don't play games with your destiny. All the overflows following from any and every nation, lift your voice and as a people, let's begin to cry before His Majesty. Someone is praying. Everything totally surrender. I submit my ambitions. I submit my desires. I submit everything that seems to be the basis for my life. I count all but God for the excellency of Jesus Christ. Someone is praying. Glad to pray. I cast my crown before the highest royalty. I have mandated before your glorious majesty. I cast my crown before the highest royalty. I have mandated before Your glorious majesty. You're the King of kings. Hallelujah. You are the King. I vow that as you use me and as you lead me, that Jesus will be seen through everything, the tendencies that are locked up from within our hearts, the appetite to want shame, the appetite to want name, the appetite, aim those appetites by your spirit. Someone is praying. 2 moments. Let it be from the depth of your heart. Let it be from the depth of your heart.
You raise your banner high. You shine your light so bright. We'll sing peace all around you. Lord, we will raise your banner high. We'll shine your light so bright. We'll sing peace all around you.
Listen, if you are yet to submit your prayer request, I just want you to wave it high and an usher will come and give it right now. We have a few minutes and God will be doing a very quick walk. It's a miracle service tonight. And they glorify God in me. Man of God, God desires that men will see his glory with him in me. Businessman, parent, student, leaders, God desires the multifaceted dimensions of all that he is to perpetually find expression in and through your life. Can I tell you this? Listen carefully. Believe me, you have not seen prosperity till you die. Die to yourself and to your ambitions. God will take the prayer request of a man for decades and give you as enormous gifts. You've not seen influence and increase until you die to yourself. He will give you the keys to the hearts of kings and nations. We have come tonight, number one, to see Jesus exalted and glorified. We have come tonight to see and experience a display of his power as a component of his glory. We have come tonight to experience the wisdom of God. Can I tell you this? Now that you have gotten the message that in your death is your life, in your weakness is your strength, in your allowing Jesus to be revealed is your relevance. Now we can pray. We can pray that he comes upon us to heal the sick. We can pray that he comes upon us to cast out the devils that try to mock his might and his supremacy over lives and over destinies. We can pray that an increase in you did not come for this meeting will rub off on him, and you will go back as a sign and his eye wonder. Are you ready to pray that prayer now? Everywhere, all across this field and the overflows, I want you to pray a sincere prayer. Now that your heart is determined to see Jesus glorified, pray one prayer. Lord, do not restrain your hand as far as lifting or blessing me is concerned. Go ahead and pray that sincere prayer. And watch the wonder-working power of he who was, he who is, and that which is to come. Please pray. Let your healing power rest upon me. Let your power to restore rest upon me. I desire that my life and everything about me, I desire that it becomes a revelation, an epistle of the wonder working power of Jesus. Someone is praying. No matter how far, even those outside of this place, pray from the depth of your heart. It will reach you wherever you are. Pray. Oh, my lifting has come. Oh, my lifting has come. My lifting has come. Hallelujah. Now please listen carefully. We're going to do a very, very quick walk here that the Lord is going to be doing tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Now please, I want you to help the ushers. There are so many people and there's only so much the ushers can do. So if someone is under the anointing close to you, whether or not you are an usher, please do well to help them so that they don't injure themselves. Especially if and when there will be a need to bring out a few people here. Now let me tell you why impartations happen. And some of these supernatural manifestations. It's not just some Pentecostal gibberish and jamboree by indisciplined people. You have to understand that the language of God is power. When the power of God comes, it does not do the same thing to everyone. For others, he's bringing deliverance for them. For others, he's bringing healing. For others, he's restoring. Regardless the prayer request, it is his power that will answer it. According to his divine power, has given us all things reside within the power of God. If the power of God is released, many things happen at the same time. So don't just focus on the preacher and those shouting under the anointing. Much more than that, you must open up your heart to receive. And then for those under the anointing, don't you think you are just falling and people are carrying you and bringing it out just for show? You must realize that something is happening within you, and you must open your heart to receive it. Are you ready now? The first issue we are going to deal with tonight is the issue of delay. Please look up. Delay is a spirit. I taught you yesterday that the zenith of dominion is dominion over time. Whatever eats your time has taken something significant from your life. But within the economy of God, the Bible says God can not only restore things, but he can restore years. And I will restore time. When you meet a dying man, what he wants is time, not things. The greatest desire of man, whether known or not, is time. Because no matter what leaves you, if there is time, it can come back. But no matter what you have, if there is no time, it is a waste. Every other thing finds its value when there is time. Let me tell you how to know the spirit of delays at work in your life. When and if the only thing growing in your life is your age, if the only thing growing in your life is your age, there is delay. Because according to the authority of scripture, the path of the just should be as a shining light that shines ever brighter even unto the perfect day. It is true that the devil can bring delay, but thanks be to God, which causes us always to triumph. Now I'm going to pray. As I rebuke that spirit of delay and declare speed, two things will happen. You will find out that people will begin to run. Please, I want you to help them so they don't injure themselves and bring them out. Those under the anointing, I want to command that spirit. Because everything that is not a planting of God, it must give way tonight. Is someone ready to end delay? Not just for your life, but for all who are connected to you. Now in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God, I stretch my hands by the message of the God of heaven, and I decree and declare the spirit of delay. I command it broken right now. I command it broken right now. Please begin to bring them out. I declare delay be broken. I release speed. Speed to your destiny. The power of God comes upon you right now. Speed in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God. I decree and declare, speed, no more delay. Speed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Some of you are still distorting you, distorting your family members. No power in existence has what it takes to stop you from moving forward. That's the truth. Speed, I decree and declare, upon the battle, in the name of Jesus, let delay of all sorts be broken now. Let delay of all sorts by the power that raised Christ from the dead, let it be broken right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, let delay be broken. I need a change for I need a change for Number two, now I want to pray. It's a prayer of restoration, and I see the anointing coming on several people. Hear me, what this grace will do is that everything that left you, that should not have gone, by this anointing, wherever it is, it comes back. I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus, everything you have lost, connections, relationships, spiritual blessings, at the count of three, may that fire and that grace that makes the restoration come upon you, bring them out. One, two, three. Help that woman, please. Take that grace now. In the name of Jesus, they are taken for a day. And none say it restore. We come with the voice of restoration. Let there be restoration. In the name of Jesus, everything you have lost, let it return to you. I prophesy as I was commanded, and there was a sound. Bones came to his soul. Bones came to his soul. Business came to his business. Finances came to finances. Let there be restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout a loud name and let there be restoration. Now hear me. Please look at me. There are families here. You've lost everything literally. Everything. Opportunities. You were not like this. But everything started crashing down. Finances went down. Relationships went down. Connections went down. I stand by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I declare by this anointing, let that grace come upon you for restoration. Let that grace come upon you for restoration. Hear me. When Saul met Prophet Samuel, the first miracle that happened to him was that everything, the donkey that you are looking for, has been found. There are anointings that can cause everything that strayed from its place of assignment to return back again. Now I want to pray. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Let me just pray for those in front first so we can return back. For all of you in front, I decree and declare, by this anointing, experience strange restorations. By the power that raised Christ from the dead. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you by the anointing that raised Christ from the dead. The grace of priesthood comes upon you and it brings you restoration. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Hallelujah. This man, that man wearing suit, you, what do you do, my friend? Where? In just your own ministry, I want to pray for you. You are a sincere man. Please don't be embarrassed. I don't mean to embarrass you. You are a sincere man, but there are so many things for you to learn and understand. But in truth, the call of God is upon your life. And you have been praying and crying that God will anoint you. Please lift your hands. An anointing is coming upon you. You will shift into dimensions of the teaching grace and the healing anointing. Take that grace now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare that in this you will never be the same. Even by the power of the Holy Spirit, He's shifting you to a new dimension. I impart that grace upon you. Access to the wisdom of the Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Madam, this woman wearing green. Mama, something is coming on you. I'm seeing like oil being poured on her head. In the name of Jesus. Is bringing you to a separation by the Spirit of God. And God is going to be doing great and mighty things even in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the Living God. For all those in front, I declare you are blessed in Jesus' name. If you can, please return to your seat. I want to minister the power of the Holy Spirit now. That's why I want to declare the way. Now please hear me. I believe that everyone who names the name of Christ should be free from any and all kinds of demonic influences. Look at me. The spirits, wicked spirits, are behind the tragedies and the ills that are in the lives of men and families, believe it or not. He said, I desire to come to you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. He's hindered families. I want to pray. Some of you will marvel and wonder. Can I tell you, most of the things you wrote here as a prayer request, demon spirits walk like an octopus. They will touch several aspects of your life and confuse you, but it's one and the same spirit. But when that spirit, by the authority of the name of Jesus, is taken out of the way, I have seen what the power of God can do over demons, and I've seen the testimonies that come when people are genuinely set free. I am come, he said, that ye may have life, and that you have it more abundantly. It is a thief that cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now I want to pray. There are spirits that have sat upon the destinies of men. Some of you, mysterious occurrences around your life that will not let you go forward. I want to pray. I want you, that's why I said, clear the way, because they are going to bring some other people here. At the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus. It is the name that is above every other name. Exalt him as Lord and Christ. And as you shout that name, every planting that is not of God must give way. It's meant for your liberty. He said to open up the prison to those that are bound, to set the captive free. Father, I decree and declare that in the name of he that died and rose again, exalted as Lord and Christ, every spirit that is out of the Christ, standing the way of your people, as they shout the healer, let it be like the crumbling of the walls of Jericho. Are you ready now? At the count of three, shout that name, Jesus. 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. I command this devil, go now. I command this spirit, release your destinies now. Bring them out by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I break every yoke. I command every activity of witchcraft and diabolism. Release you now. Release in your destiny. I declare that release. I command Satan, let God speak to you. In the name of Jesus, blocking out every handwriting and ordinances that spoke against us, we know it is God. And if the sun sets you free, you are free indeed. I declare your liberty. I declare your liberty from affliction, your liberty from every demonic activity. Bring them out. Hallelujah. Now please hear me. The Lord is opening my eyes and I'm seeing chains on people's hands. Your hand is a symbol of your productivity. I want to pray for you. The fire of God is coming and bringing you great deliverance. I'm seeing the number 21. 21 people. I'm seeing that this fire is coming upon them. Right now I decree and declare, wherever you are, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I command those chains be broken right now. Chains be broken, be broken. Have them loose. Be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. Chains be broken. Ah,
You have set me up, that's true. Your name is true.
Hallelujah. Who is by the name Stephanie? I'm hearing the name Stephanie. Is there someone with that name? Stephanie. The Lord wants to visit you right now. The Stephanie I'm seeing is wearing red, complete red. Is there someone like that? Stephanie. Please don't come out. Let's make sure that you fall into this category. Stephanie, I want to pray for you. What he says, one, he says to all, I want to pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare that every planting that is not of God, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, I decree and declare it comes to an end now. Agree with them and shout amen. In the name of Jesus. Wow. I just saw light across the minister's stand. I shouldn't say this one. I just saw light. I saw the anointing coming on two people right now. Just saw the minister's seat. Just light. And the Lord is saying, a season is coming to an end and another season is opening. I don't know who that is for, but in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. By the power of the Holy Spirit, let it be so. In the name of Jesus Christ, even one of the ministers is receiving a grace of prayer, the spirit of prayer and supplication. That grace, help them, please. My God, please help them. In the name of Jesus, that grace of prayer and supplication is coming upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't know if there is a woman here, they call you Mama Grace. Is there someone like that? I just heard that. I don't know if it's your daughter that is Grace, but it's like they call you Mama Grace. Grace, that's the house of the mother of Grace. Listen, if there's someone like that, I want to pray for you. We're going to be praying for the sick shortly. But I just heard that, and then I'll pray for you. Who is Joel? Joel. I'm hearing a name, Joel. Is there someone with such a name? Please don't tell lies. Make sure Jesus is here. Joel. Joel. Mama, they call Mama Grace. You, Mama. Can I pray for you? Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. The Lord himself by his spirit is doing a new thing. I'm seeing the Lord heal someone right now. I'm seeing someone, you've been experiencing signs of arthritis. We're going to pray for the sick right now. Signs of arthritis. But right now that pain is leaving in the name of Jesus Christ. That pain is leaving right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Mama Grace, I'm still hearing that name again. I presume that there might be a number of women, but we'll just stand by faith and pray for the ones we have here. In the name of Jesus Christ. This right here, someone is going to shout loud under the anointing there. Pick the person and bring the person. Just write down the anointing. I just saw like fire. There might be shouts elsewhere, but right here. Mighty.
I will worship him forever. Love him forever. Because this God is true. I will worship you forever. Love you forever. Because this God is true. I know God.
who is mercy, full and kind, faithful and gracious. How may I put up his eyes, the thought that fills his heart, every morning over night. He loved me when I couldn't live, and I was patient till I fell. Lord, hold on back into his arms.
Oh, this will be your testimony.
It's turned my life around. Lord, I love you, the child in my arms. With you, Lord, with you, the living. I worship, I will worship you forever. Love me forever. Because we promised you the glory. I will worship you forever.
In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare the power of God will come on one of you here. The moment that happens, the Lord is bringing healing and deliverance. Just one of you who's in front here. Very quickly, I already begin to sense the healing anointing. I just saw an anointing coming on one of you who's in front here. In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, I decree and declare, let that be so for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. My attention is distracted there. Please, I want you to help the person who the power of God comes upon right now. I just saw oil being poured just straight down this road. Majesty. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare for all of you who are out here, may the Lord visit you and visit your children. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord visit you and visit your children. In the name of Jesus, I'm about to pray for the sick now. 12 years trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Who is that? 12 years. I'm seeing the number 12. 12 years. Please don't just come out anyhow. Let's just. 12 years. Ah, salvation has come to you. Who is that person? 12 years. 12 years. Let's celebrate Jesus. It's coming to an end.
I know you are here. Here in your power. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit. I know you are here, here in your glory. I know you are here, precious Holy Spirit. I know you are here, here in your glory. I know you are here. Sweet Holy Spirit, I know you are here. You are here to take us higher. I know you are here. Precious Holy Spirit,
hold on, please. I'm going to ask Pastor Nat, listen, there are many of you who are calling to prophetic worship. Now hear me, help them, please. Is going to blow the trumpet. And hear me, as he blasts that trumpet from the depth of the Spirit, a mantle and a grace is going to rest upon you. Please hear me. Doing music is not just about singing. It's a spiritual affair. Some of you will draw songs from the realm of the Spirit. Some of you will hear melodies in the night. Some of you who are instrumentalists will lay your hands up tonight and it will be a different sound. Are you ready? there will be a mighty baptism. It doesn't matter what auditorium, my God, a sound is coming by the Spirit of grace, and upon this sound, there will be an awakening, a prophetic awakening from within your spirit. We can't take it.